This is WSGW at 8:25. Friday on your morning team show with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie and you. Actually, it's just Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis off today, just this one day. He's returning for his duties on Monday once the weekend is over and done with. I just thought we'd take a moment. You know, this weekend, the Olympics wrap up.
Over and done with.
Yeah. We've had some sports coverage, of course. Pat, you've covered the things going on, but we really haven't said much more of the games, which unfortunately in the last several days have been overshadowed by all the...
Yeah, it's happening with the...
With Valieva, the Russian figure skater.
You can look at the medal count on our website. We've got an Olympic section if you scroll down on the homepage.
Yep, it is there. Just keep on scrolling and you will find what you're looking for.
I was just reading in the Associated Press that this might be the last time you'll see women's competition feature quad jumps.
Really?
Yes, this might be it. Because they may put an age limit now after what they saw, what the whole world had to see this 15-year-old. Go through yesterday, and of course, knowing that the Russian committee is being investigated, and it really looks like the adults in the room are not acting like adults.
No.
It's sort of, in a way, kind of like what we see with gymnastics a little bit.
Yeah.
That the adults are the ones letting these young athletes down. So they might put an age restriction on it next time in 2026, and they say that the experts, I'm not an expert when it comes to figure skating, but they say for women, you don't see them try any jumps after age 17, that once their bodies mature and all that, they can't really do those the quad jumps anymore.
Interesting.
Which is true. It's like, I never really see anybody over 17 do it. So
sounds like a good thing for the Olympic Committee to take a look at.
Yeah, they're going to have to look at a lot.
Yeah, as much as I know the focus is on the 15-year-old, I mean, the adults are responsible here.
Yes.
I mean, you know, these elite athletes at that age are being taken care of really on a 24/7 basis, whatever the sport might be.
Right.
It's not that they're getting... these substances on their own and taking this kind of, you know, I suppose in some cases there could be, but for the most part, you know, what they eat, what they drink, what they wear, what they do,
they don't do
unless an adult tells them to do.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're an elite athlete and you're representing the country and we're going to invest this time and energy and money in you and you're going to do what we tell you.
Yep. 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 Exactly. So, I'm hoping that this is, there'll be major changes. That was tough to watch last night when they replayed it. I mean, that was really... Really, really hard to watch, especially the other Russian skater who won it all.
Yeah,
nobody was there hugging her or she didn't know what to do because everybody was consoling the 15-year-old who fell a lot, the one who was accused, Valieva, and then the second place winner was upset, legitimately upset that she didn't win it, that she thought she deserved it because she did everything they told her to do, which was do like four or five quad jumps, and that she was supposed to win, and she didn't win. And so she was upset. So there was just, they're going to make a movie out of this. I guarantee it. Oh. They are going to make a movie out of this.
And it's already written.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to embellish it. Just tell the story.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, too. I mean, because figure skating, such as the gymnastics.
Offers so many great memories, too.
Yeah.
Moments.
Generally, the Olympic highlight is the young skater that wins the figure skating gold medal.
Yeah.
That becomes the darling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so many names you can reference in the past, and many Americans.
But, Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah. Where's your Dorothy Hamills and your Peggy Flemings?
Peggy Flemings. Sarah Hughes.
Sarah Hughes coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Tara Lipinski at such a young
age.
That's right. I mean, and so many other great names, but wow, it's too bad it...
It just seems like, they're going to have to make some changes here.
And for all the great things we could highlight during the games that happened, that is unfortunately overshadowing.
That's going to be kind of like with Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan in a way. Was that Lilyhammer? Was that 94?
Yeah, was that?
I think it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Going back that many years.
Yeah, that many years.
Wow.
And you know what? There were great moments, too. A lot of great moments in the Olympics and some great stuff with the Americans especially, too. So
don't want to overlook that. It's just have to make sure that becomes the focus in future. Let this be the focus now because it's happening presently, but in the future, hopefully it's not.